Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for May 10th, 2024. So we had mortgage rates ease just a little bit yesterday. They should ease a little bit more than this. Why? Well, I'm going to show you what the bond market reacted or how it reacted yesterday after one Fed official came out and said, we're still going to cut rates, okay? So what I want to explain in this video are two things. One is you have to pay attention to what Fed official is speaking because they get a lot of media attention, okay? And they deserve it, okay? Especially when there's no other data coming out. So that's what we have today. We have three or four Fed officials coming out. I'm going to show you who they are and what stance they are. Are they dovish and hawkish? And I'm going to explain that to you as well. And then the latter part of this video, I'm going to explain or talk to those out there that I'm saying, you do not deserve to buy a house in 2024. You should not absolutely 100% not buy a house in 2024. I'm going to talk to those specifically out there in regards to that. Who you are, well, pay attention because I'm going to kind of point you out at the end of this video. So here's where rates ended yesterday. Let's get over to some of the economic data that we have. If you go to the mainstream economic data, there's nothing. There's nothing for Friday. But let's go to my chart. Okay, here's what I subscribe to. It's MBS Live. If you're a mortgage advisor, you have to have this. Okay, I think it's like less than 40 bucks a month. I have a click down below if you guys want to subscribe to this. This system is fantastic. I've been using it for years, and it's basically a third of the price of all this other information out there. But what you need to pay attention to today is right up in here. We have Fed official Bowman speaking at 8 o'clock. Okay, he's, what is he? Dove, hawkish, whatever. Well, I'm going to go over that here in 1 second. Then throughout the rest of the day, we had Kashkarian speaking. He is completely hawkish. He's always saying that rates should be higher and higher and higher. Then we had Goldsby. He usually comes in and he's pretty dovish. He's like, okay, inflation is plummeting. Rates are coming in good. But I think he got a talking to from the rest of the Fed officials because he was a little too robust in his predictions on how fast inflation was going to come down. And then you had Barr. He's another person on the Fed. So these are the people speaking today in front of, you know, media and so forth. If you look at the rest of the information here, not a lot to talk about consumer confidence or consumer statements. So nothing really there. Let's get over to see. Here's what you got to understand. What Fed official is speaking? Okay, I know we've talked about this all week, but you have to, if you go to Moomoo and look how the voting, it's, you see up there, Moomoo, you, the 2024 Fed voting members. Okay, you can see right through here what stance they are. Let me zoom this up a little bit. You can see it says right through here, they're hawkish, neutral, or dovish. Okay, so it depends on what person is talking in front of media and what they're going to say. Okay, so what happened yesterday is we had this Fed Bostic. He came in and he said rates are most likely going to be cut even though inflation's sticky. So that the markets rallied, stock market went up, mortgage bonds collapsed, and everything else. It was great news for all the markets yesterday. But let's see what's happening today. Well, you look at the Dow Jones, let's get over to the markets. Dow Jones is up 144 today, S&P up 16, NASDAQ up 44. What's the bond markets doing? Well, let's get over to the bonds because you need to understand what you're going to look at or what you're going to monitor to figure out where mortgage rates are going. So what you want to follow is the mortgage-backed securities market. Okay, that's why I subscribe to this system because it gives me a live ticker, what the heck's going on. So here's why yesterday I came in and said mortgage rates are going to really come down quite a bit. Mortgage prices started the day here. Okay, they ended the day up there. If that was a stock, you'd be like, oh, I just made a ton of money. Well, in the bond market, what happens when the price of a bond goes up? Yields or mortgage rates come down. This is a pretty big move, folks. Okay, we're giving back some of it this morning. So we're seeing the price right now down 15 ticks. We're probably going to raise rates maybe 0.03, 0.04, something like that. Let's see where it is over here. So we might be at 7.2% by the end of the day, but it's going to be completely dependent on what all these Fed officials say. Okay, so that's the first piece of the puzzle. So right now, mortgage rates, if I'm going into the weekend and I'm closing in about a week or two, I might be locking in at these rates. Okay, the reason being is there's so much uncertainty throughout the world. You know, is Russia going to do something over the weekend? Is China going to do something over the weekend? You got their Ukraine issues. You got Gaza. You got Israel. You got all these political concerns. And then you have our government as well. They do some crazy things, and you don't know what you're going into or getting into over the weekend. So I would probably be a proponent of locking in at these points if you're closing probably within the next week or two. If you're out 30 days or more, I would consider floating. That's what I'm doing with my clients right now. So now I want to talk to those out there that absolutely should not buy a house. Okay. Not in your wildest dreams. Why? What's the people that follow this stuff? Okay. These are people. How many YouTube channels do you see out there? Everything says crash, 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 crash. Why do they do that? Well, the reason why they do that is right through here. Look at those views. Look at the views. Okay, there's hundreds of thousands of views. This young man probably became a millionaire based on his YouTube channel. And I might be going out on a limb, but I can almost assure you that he is raking in tons of money. If you go back and figure out why is, you know, well, let's go back and see how long he's been predicting a crash. If you go down through here, and I'm not picking on Nick. Nick's a nice kid. But if you go back through here, you can go back through, we're back a year, maybe back 2 years. Let's go 3 years. And what do you see here? This is 2 years out. Worse than 2008. This is 2 years ago. Let's keep going back further. I'm sure we can hit 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Let's see. The world's going to end again. Boomtown. Everything's going to crash. Now, guys, this is 3 years old. And you still have all these people flocking to this. So I guess it's validation that misery loves misery. Okay? So the housing crash. Don't buy. Nobody's telling you have to buy. So if you think there's going to be a crash in 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, don't buy. Absolutely don't buy. Continue to rent. I strongly urge you to do so. Okay. But continue to watch these guys and for years and years and years, and they're going to make plenty of money and you're going to sit on the sidelines. And are these what they're telling you mostly financially prudent? Well, Nick came out last year or the year before and said the stock market's going to crash. Well, stock market last year, if you just take some gauges, the S&P index, just in general, I own some of it, but I didn't capture this whole gain. It was up 25% last year. So he's telling people to not buy stocks, not buy real estate. Where do you put in your investments? That's my concern, okay? You have inflation. It was at 9%. Now it's at 3%, staying sticky. You can't just keep your money under your mattress and prosper in our economy. Just not how it works. So if you're a proponent of these and all these crash brothers and all these crash videos, continue to watch them. God bless you. Follow them to a T, and don't buy any homes. Don't buy any investments. You just stick all your money in the bank, at the savings rate, and just, keep renting. And if you're down in Florida and you need a place to rent, I have some places that you might be able to rent. I'd love to rent to you for long term because, you can go ahead and pay my mortgage payment each month for me. So I know I'm being sarcastic. But this, how these guys get these videos for year after year after year. Guys, there's cycles with everything. They've been telling you for 3-4 years there's going to be a crash. They're benefiting off of it, but are you? That's my whole point behind here. So not everybody is poised to buy real estate. I'm going to give you two examples of people that actually we've just recently helped. One person just graduated college. He got a fantastic six-figure job at Google. He's been interning all his college years. He's got money for a down payment. He's now has a six-figure job. He's at a location where he's going to be for at least 5, 6, 7, 8 years. He wants to buy. So we're helping him out. Got another couple. The young man just finished all his med stuff. So now he's got his first job as a doctor. He's making a lot of money. He does have a decent amount of debt. But he's making a lot of money. He's at a hospital that he's going to be for a long time. He wants to buy. Okay. Those are the people we want to work with. If you follow this stuff, don't even watch my videos because there's no need to it because I explain to you what the markets are doing and how to capitalize on your assets. And real estate is a part of that asset strategy that we have. So my name is Dan Friel. What do I do? Well, I'm a mortgage broker. So you might say, oh, Dan, okay. You FOMO homes. No, I don't FOMO homes. I'm just here to help you if you decide that you want to buy a house. Okay. So here's how we can help you. One, we have a grant finder. So you might be out there and say, Dan, I got the income right now. I have the credit. I just don't have the down payment. Well, check out our grant finder right over there. It'll give you options of up to, $7,500 in grants that we're proposing right now. We have programs for. They're forgivable, 100% forgivable. You walk out of the closing and that money's yours. Okay. But how do you get started kicking the tires to see, can you qualify in today's market? Well, there's an apply now link right up there. Click it. What you're going to do is fill out some information, but what we do is a little bit different. We want to have a consultation with you. We want to know what you're thinking, what your thoughts are, what your plans are, what your credit's like, what your income like, how much do you really want to make in payments and so forth. We want to work with you and customize a loan for exactly you. So that's what we do here. And my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And if you're one of those out there that would really like to buy a house in 2024, we hope to be your lender. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend.